Shotgun Blues.
Come on,
that is the latest
we said
from
today.
Volbeat.
It's the first words
oh,
we said.
Oh, this is going to go well. Let's just go home now.
We are professionals. That's what I know. Okay, go ahead.
That's the new thing from Volbeat. I really like that sound. You know, the last few songs they've had have been sort of happy, like in a good mood.
It is kind of, peppy.
Yeah. Feeling. And there's back to the rock there. That's the new Volbeat. I like it.
I love that, too.
Turn it up loud.
It is 95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Good morning, sir.
How was your night? Good morning.
Yeah, I just woke up not too long ago. So good.
Really? What time did you get out of bed?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't remember.
Like an hour ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yes, sir.
The Dodgers play in a wild card game tonight. A one-game playoff, basically.
Right. You going to sneak out and try and get to the game?
I'm not, but we're going to give you an update on it.
All right.
We have a correspondent that we're going to talk to.
Oh, no.
Also a new... What?
I'm afraid.
How dare you? Also a new feature called So That Happened.
Ah.
Which we're going to try out. And, you know, most of the time new stuff doesn't work, but...
You know, occasionally there's amputations and death involved, but we'll give it a go.
You don't know until you try it.
Yeah, you know, give it a shot.
We have the high-low game.
Yeah, hell yeah.
In the 3 o'clock hour and the 5 o'clock hour.
That's right, and it's $1,100 right now. Last guess was 7, which was too low.
So, your pet peeves of things that other people say?
I got a list of those.
Yeah, same. I assume most people do.
I suppose.
So, we'll ask for that in the 4 o'clock hour, and then in the 5 o'clock hour, the worst Halloween candy.
Oh, man. I got a list of those, too.
I don't know if you have seen, but Halloween peeps are back. You know the little peeps for Easter?
Yeah, for Ishtar. Yep.
That are more sugar than if you just poured sugar in your mouth. I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
It's like multiplied.
Yep. You pour the same weight of sugar, and it would be a triple.
It'd be way better for you.
Well, I guess I'll do it then.
Not exactly sure why. So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know, you're not a big sports fan, but I got to tell you that playoff games, when they come down to one game, that's why seventh games are so important in hockey.
Sure.
When it comes down to one game, any team can beat any team. So basically the Dodgers have to play tonight. And they have to win to go on into the playoffs and potentially win the World Series.
They have no choice.
Correct.
Do you hear that, Dodgers?
So it has come down to tonight. Now, I don't know if you don't watch on TV, but they do usually pick former players to comment.
Right, sure.
They bring them in.
Former presidents, if they're going to do a boxing match.
Occasionally, sure. But they bring in, big league pitchers and different athletes that used to play baseball. They come in, they give you the inside scoop. Mm-hmm. So we have our own... correspondent, and his name is Manny Ramirez
on the Heineken
00 hotline.
Nice.
Manny Ramirez used to be a Dodger for quite some time.
Yeah,
so we've got a big name to help us talk baseball.
Wow.
Hello, Manny.
All right, Manny Ramirez, love play baseball. Hi, Kevin Puggle, my friend. Hooray.
What are you doing right now, Manny, before we get started talking about tonight?
I'm riding my Vespa.
Nice. Where are you living and what's your story?
I live in Australia. It's great. Hooray.
Okay.
City of Tokyo.
What?
Manny Ramirez live in Tokyo, Australia. Good day, mate. Ha 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 ha. I have a horn.
Your horn sounds very sad.
I know. My horn need Viagra.
So the Dodgers
Manny Ramirez bought a new dog. He's a pug, like Puggo. Kevin and Puggo.
Nice.
He's a pug.
That's nice that you named him after Puggo.
Yeah.
No. He is a Puggo. I named him Soup. Okay. Manny Ramirez loves soup. Sometimes you have hot soup. Sometimes you have cold soup.
Right.
It's delicious. Manny Ramirez eats gazpacho when it's hot outside. Manny Ramirez eats French onion soup. When it's cold outside, it keep my belly warm. Hooray.
Now, Manny, not to change the topic, but have you been paying attention to the Dodgers season?
I pay attention to all baseball. I love baseball. I love baseball in offense. I love baseball in defense. I love baseball pitching. Baseball is fantastic. Baseball, best thing in my life. Hooray.
Okay, so the wild card game is tonight. San Francisco has a record of 100. You have a horn.
That sounds like it got its Viagra. That's good, yeah.
Dodgers score the wild card playoff tonight.
That's,
hooray.
That's what I was just saying. But they're playing a team
they play Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Betting odds
They're playing the Giants.
They're playing the Giants.
Who have 100. Let me just finish the question.
Well, but they're going to get two touchdowns. He just told us. That's good.
The Giants have 107 wins, and Los Angeles has 106 wins, which is insanity how close that is.
That's very close. Mm-hmm. I think, Matt Ramirez, let me think.
Okay.
Carry the one plus three plus. That's one different.
Right. That is correct. It's only one game difference.
Can't argue that.
Do you think San Francisco Giants have real Giants on their team?
Yes.
That'd be great. I remember Game of Thrones. They're like, hey, we got Dragon. And they're like, oh, we got Giant. And they come in the big, big, big man. They're like five times the size of normal man. Right. And he pick up both and he go, you take this because you see. Oh, man, I really love that. I get so happy. I have a balloon.
But Manny, you did play against the Giants, so you knew that they don't have actual Giants on.
I have a follow up question about the balloon.
Okay,
I guess, go ahead. You have a balloon?
That's right.
That's wonderful.
I paint him a nice face, just like Tom Hanks in Castaway. He have Wilson. I have my balloon, and I paint a pretty face on him. And her name is Lucy. And I say, hey, Lucy, how are you? And sometimes Matt Ramirez gets a little bit lonely because Matt Ramirez don't have anybody in his life. And Matt Ramirez...
I think we better be moving along now. Talking about balloons and getting personal. Yeah. All right, so thank you.
Come on now, for God's sake.
Matt Ramirez gets the baby oil.
Nice day.
Listen, just a prediction.
They're in Tokyo, Australia.
Just a prediction for tonight. Just, okay. Just one a quick prediction.
Okay.
Giants-Dodgers, one game.
Mm-hmm. Lesbians.
Write it down.
I don't know how to. Okay.
Write it down. Mm-hmm.
Write it down.
There you go.
Manny, you're a wealth of information. We appreciate it.
Manny Ramirez, a lesbian.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Interesting remix restart of that particular version of. You didn't notice that?
That's, I didn't.
No, yeah, what?
Oh, someone made a mistake?
Yeah, I'm sure it was someone.
The guy whistling, and I can't whistle. So that only leaves one person.
You call that whistling?
I'm going to tell you that very seldom do we go to Florida for answers.
Right.
Usually we go to Florida to make fun of stupid people. This seems like a pretty good answer. You all know, everybody lives in a neighborhood where roads either in front of your house or somewhere within a square mile of your house are like driving through Fallujah. It's ridiculous. The potholes are... might swallow your car.
Oh, sure. Especially Highland. Let's talk Highland. For
yes.
Always has been hell.
The freeways, even. The 101. Oh, yeah. The 101 is you bounce the whole way.
And you kind of know where some of them are after a while. You're like, oh, Eric, I can't get out.
Yes.
Move on. And
you're trying to, but there's somebody else in the next lane. And you think, like, you know what? My suspension may go by the time I get home.
Here comes another big rattle for the car now.
Well, there is an answer for this. And it does come out of Florida.
No, that can't be right.
Which is surprising. Listen to this dude.
Florida man was tired of the potholes and wanted to make a point, so he planted a banana tree right in the middle of the road.
All right! That's what I'm talking about.
That is a brilliant plan.
The guy complained and complained and complained and finally said, you know what? I'm planting a banana tree in the pothole, which is in the middle of the road. Genius!
Yep.
I pulled up and I'm like, is that really a tree in the middle of the road?
And I took two takes. I was like, what? What is this?
Me and my wife instantly started laughing.
This is how we fix holes in Southwest Florida.
Brian Raymond said he was tired of filling the potholes with cement, so he planted the tree. Because it's a private street, county officials say it's up to business owners to repair any issues. And Raymond says the tree helps people avoid the pothole and any damage it may cause to their car.
I gotta be honest.
I'm for it.
Solid.
Plus, it's a good source of potassium. So, you know, you can stop, look at the pothole, get yourself
a
banana.
In the middle of your drive?
Yeah. You know, have a nice minute.
So there's all kinds of positives from this.
Well done, Florida.
Well done, Florida. Those words have never been said.
I hope never will be again. 1 year ago today was a very crap day.
Yep.
You got the news about Eddie. Man, oh, man. In here playing wall-to-wall Van Halen music for like almost 48 hours, pretty much. It's been crazy.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
Let's give away some money, shall we?
Yeah.
We have our high-low game. It's worth $1,100.
That's right, because the last person guessed 7, which was too low out of the numbers between 0 and 95 you can choose.
I don't feel like, unless you think you're going to hit it right on by saying 7, you're not helping anyone else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
maybe they weren't out to help.
I would go 50.
Yeah.
25. You know what I'm saying? Like, try to make sense that you're actually helping somebody if you don't win.
Right.
However,
you never know.
You can guess whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
If it was seven and the deed won?
There you go.
Yeah, would have worked.
And that would have been $1,000 out the gate, $500 in gasoline, and the Stones tickets that you get for sure just for being caller 13.
Correct. So call now, 818-955-KLOS, and we will play our high-low game with you.
Hello.
It is our high-low game. Time to take a phone call. KLOS, who is this?
It's Chris.
Chris, you're caller 13.
No way.
Yes, sir.
You have a date with the Stones, man. October 14th at SoFi Stadium.
You are kidding me.
Yes, and you also get to guess a number between 0 and 95, and if you get it spot on, you'll win $1,100.
Well, I think I'm going to do that.
All right, so let us catch you up. The last person guessed 7, and that is too low.
I heard that, yes.
That's the only hint we can give you. Okay.
So what number would you like to choose?
Well, I got to go with 73 because that's one of my favorite numbers.
73. All right, let's check with the motherboard here at KLOS.
Are you high?
Are you high?
You are high as a kite. Kite.
Too high.
Damn it.
Too high.
You're too high.
Too high. Boy, am I tempted to say the number. No, the actual number is. But thanks for playing. You got your Rolling Stones tickets, man.
That is so damn awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for playing in the 5 o'clock hour. It will be worth $1,200. Listen.
Yo.
It's 95.5 kilos, Southern California Star. So I was just in the restroom. And if you're in the restroom, if you're in the men's room.
Mm-hmm.
And.
At a place of business.
Yes. Oh. At a work place.
Yeah.
And maybe you've been waiting for a while and you really have to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Sure.
Standing at a urinal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. No one else in the bathroom needs to hear, oh. Yes.
Were there accompanying sounds?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you know, if someone's saying, oh,
no.
Yes. No accompanying noises?
No.
At all?
No.
Oh, okay. So this was a fellow standing next to you, not in the stall.
I was in the stall. He was standing at the urinal.
Oh, I see.
By himself.
Okay.
Wasn't taking care of business.
Right.
Was just doing what he's supposed to be doing. And going, oh.
Kind of like Shaun of the Dead all of a sudden.
Let's not do that.
You know, if you feel joy no matter where you are, mm-hmm. anytime, let it out.
No. No. I mean, I love that idea every time except for in the restroom.
You'd have to say it would be worse if it was reversed. If he was the one in the stall making those noises and there weren't accompanying sounds.
Sure. I mean, either way, I don't like it.
No.
I don't love it.
That seems worse somehow.
All right, so that's just a tip. If you're at work.
Just a tip. If you're at work. Thank you for that.
Hold on to your joy just for a minute.
Always do.
If you don't mind.
Oh, I see.
All right, let's talk about pet peeves that you have, words that other people say that drive you crazy.
All right.
Because I have one, and I was talking to a friend, and it was, yeah, let's circle back to that.
Oh, I hate that phrase.
Same.
Think outside the box and circle back. Are so irritating.
My problem with circle back is it's usually done in a meeting setting, and I'm allergic to meetings. And
this gentleman right here, Kevin, is really good at getting out of large meetings. I have literally many times seen him drop to the floor when the boring person up front is babbling and crawl out.
Yeah.
Crawl out on hands and knees.
Yes, I've done that.
That is not a joke. It's awesome.
Is it?
Yes.
Because I feel like an ass, and yet I don't care because it's either that or burn the place down.
I would have gone for that.
Those are my only options.
I would help you. I'd find some kindling.
Yeah, I'd crawl out on my hands and knees.
Sure.
And then people started knowing that I was doing that, so they'd have their cameras ready and they'd start videoing me.
There's a lot of videos of your butt going out the door.
Sons of bitches.
So that's how many circle backs before you drop to the floor?
I don't know. Look, it's not just that.
No, that's a bad one.
Because people aren't good at speaking in front of groups.
Oh, yes. They've been thinking about it all night. They stayed up. They're pacing.
And so then, circle back around is mine. What was yours? Think outside the box?
Yes. If you're saying think outside the box, you're not thinking outside the box. You're never thought outside the box.
Well said. Those words, think outside the box, are in the box.
They're so in the box. They are the box.
All right. So 818-955-KLOS. Things other people say that drive you nuts. And we need to eliminate them from the language.
Please.
818-955-KLOS.
If I'm doing the math right, it's a week from tomorrow, the Stone Show at SoFi. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, next Thursday. And that's what the tickets were giving away when you play our high-low game. Last guess was, what the hell number did they guess? 73, which was too high. So sometime in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll play that game again. You come in under 75, you might go see the Stones and win yourself $1,200.
Right now, we're talking about words or phrases that people use that drive you out of your mind. KLOS, hello.
Oh, dude, my kid. When I tell them to do something, they purposely say the letter K. Not okay, not all right, Dad. I got it, Dad. They just give me a look and go, hey. They know gets on my damn nerves.
Yeah, I was going to say, they must know that it bugs Dad. That's,
yes.
I got to be honest, I do that sometimes.
Do you? You say K? Okay.
Yeah.
Just K?
Yeah.
K? Well, if you're thinking...
Just mainly because my kids do it.
Oh, yeah. And it sounds like you might be in Spanish asking, what?
Sure.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I'm talking Espanol.
Wow, well said. Dude, thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are good. Words that other people use that drive you crazy.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh,
when you're talking to somebody, oh my God, that drives me crazy. It's like, you think I'm stupid?
Right, because
it makes sense to me.
You're talking about in the context of you didn't ask a question and you're very clear on what it was.
Absolutely.
And still they tack on.
Yeah.
You understand
does
what I'm
this
saying?
Make sense to you?
Does this make sense?
Just want to just hit him upside the head and go, there's some sense right to you.
Damn!
Go blue!
That's a good idea. Go blue.
Yeah,
indeed.
Yeah, yeah.
Go
thanks blue. For calling, man.
Go blue indeed. KLOS, hello.
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Not now, I'm busy. I don't know.
Well, you know, Mike, I'd like to talk about that with you some more, but not now, I'm busy. Hello, KLOS. Words that drive you crazy.
It is what it is.
Ah, you know, I do say that one myself, and I don't like it.
Well,
I do say
here's the thing about that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very true.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
You know, in New York, often, and I picked it up from there, people will say, yeah, what are you going to do?
Sure.
It's the same thing, kind of.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It is what it is.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do? Do you hate that one, too?
Not as much, but, you know, it is what it is.
Ah, there you go. Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Words other people say that you can't stand. 95.5-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we're talking about words that drive you batty that other people use. Do you have one of those?
Somebody that ends a conversation and, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
That's the same thing as, do you understand what I...
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you understand?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that comes after every sentence for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Do you think you have one yourself that you use that you try to break yourself of, a habit?
God. No, I'm perfect.
Nice.
That is good to hear.
Yeah.
Self-esteem is a good thing.
Yeah, I kind of felt that coming off you. That's good. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
You know what I mean? KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hi. Okay, you know, there's this one phrase that makes me want to run to the hills whenever I hear it.
What is it?
Don't worry, babe. I gotcha.
I gotcha.
Okay. Well, whenever I hear that, that usually means, okay, they're about to try to burn you.
Yep.
Not do something or use you or something.
Fact.
Whenever I hear that, I'm all like, no. Okay, never mind.
I totally agree.
I always think of I've got you as three very romantic words.
Oh,
for real.
Nice. Oh,
because but if they mean it,
yeah, if they mean it.
But
yeah.
In her particular case, she's seeing the opposite.
Yeah, I totally hear. Yeah, I got you on that one.
Oh no,
we'll circle back to it later.
Thanks a lot,
KLOS. Hello,
hi. Talking about words you don't care for.
Words that drive you crazy. Yes.
So I work in the corporate world. So let's get some good synergy up.
Oh, synergy.
Yeah, that one leapt to mind early, too. I hate it. You must groan and squirm when someone says it.
Well, it's always an executive or something. I've got to, you know, don't roll your eyes at him. Don't roll your eyes at him. I roll my eyes at him. Hope you didn't notice.
Liz Lemon would be proud of you.
Look, you do what you have to do.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Right? It is what it is, yeah.
Does this make sense to you?
Hey.
All right. Well, thanks for thinking outside the box.
We'll circle back to you later.
Take care, man.
KLOS, hello.
How about the words jotted down? I hate that word.
Jotted down. Why? Why do you hate that one?
It just seems like I need to put a pencil in your eye or something. It drives me insane.
It is weird how things trigger.
I would like to suggest that you don't do that.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe go for the ear. No, wait.
Nope. Do not stab anyone with the pencil.
Do not do that.
Do give us a call at 818-955-KLOS with words that drive you crazy. 95.5 KLOS.
Whoa!
KLOS.
Damn it. Piece of crap.
It's the equipment.
Yeah.
We don't have any control over it.
Let's blame it on that. I agree.
It's not people problems.
No.
It is the 95.5 KLOS. Southern California's
rock
station.
I almost sent you. Damn.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about words that drive you crazy. Who's this?
Yes, hi. My name is Carla, and the one thing that bugs me is when people ask for you for something and say, oh, when you get a chance, it's like, do you want me to do it now, or what happens if I don't get a chance?
Oh, well, I always say, I do say that a lot because I'm trying to be like, I don't,
you're trying
know,
to be nice.
Yeah.
I think you're not trying to force somebody to do something right that
exactly.
second if they're busy.
Yeah.
But that drives you crazy, huh?
Yeah. Why do you
it
think?
It does in the sense when, like, say, like, I'm bartending and they say, hey, can I get a beer when you get a chance? It's like, do you want the beer now or later? I'd want the beer now.
No, that would be annoying. I can see that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey there. Words that you hate that other people use.
When you say thank you to someone and they say, no worries.
Oh.
I wasn't worried.
You weren't worried.
Wow. that one is 1,000% me.
Yeah, me too. I was just going to say.
I always respond with no worries.
Constantly. I know someone who gets really upset anytime you do say anything like that when they say thank you. Like
Well, that's what she's saying is that.
No, yeah, no worries. But he has a list of stuff. Like if you say happy to or not a problem or anytime, anything like that, he gets crazy.
No worries.
Yeah. Right on. Thanks for calling. Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up? How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. My biggest pet peeve is when people say no worries.
Oh, that's, man, that's two in the a row. Second one, and I do that 100% of the time.
I hate when people say that. That's like the worst ever. You
but
know?
Tell me why.
Yeah.
How come?
Because I was never worried in the first place.
That's what the other person said.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't mean no worry. It just means it was, happy to do
it. No,
or
they say no worries. I wasn't worried. What are you talking about?
Listen, I'm telling you that I say it all the time.
No worries, man.
No worries. We'll write it down.
All right, we'll jot that down.
We'll jot it down.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Does that make sense to you?
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on there, buddy? How are you?
Talking about words that drive you out of your mind.
Are you listening to me?
Oh.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? You listening to me? Hey.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah, there are. Yeah. You know, it is. It's sort of like, I'm so damn important, you better be paying 100% attention to me. Don't be living your life out doing anything else.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you for
calling,
man. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevo and Sluggo, rule the air.
Woo!
What words drive you crazy?
Well, I just wanted to reiterate on the saying.
I've never heard that.
Is what it is.
Oh, yeah?
That's like putting your arms up and going, oh, okay, well, I give up. Yeah. I can't change anything.
Yeah.
That's what you say when you can't say anything at all. It is what it is.
Or you can change your voice.
What's
suddenly.
Happening?
Yeah, you can have an immediate sex change.
Two people on the line.
Is that what it is?
Let me ask you a question. At the beginning of this call, when you said reiterate, I thought you were being funny.
Oh. Well, I hope I was.
Were you trying to be?
Yes. Be honest.
No, I can only talk
to
so
you. My man.
Yeah. A little more Van Halen. Marcy did all Van Halen in the boot camp today. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We've both been kind of told, put in our place.
Yeah.
We've been...
We're talking about words that you hate when other people use, and two different callers in a row said, no worries. And I say that 100 times a day.
So do I. Always do. I always thought it was... I mean, I just thought it was really nice.
It's insane. I'm going to continue.
Yeah, no worries, man.
KLOS, you have one last word?
Or phrase you hate?
At the end of the day, it drives me insane.
Oh, yes. Thank you. I hate that phrase.
Me too.
I mean, I really hate that phrase.
You know, at the end of the day...
Ugh. I agree.
Be quiet.
No.
Be quiet at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Who are you?
I'm Benjamin.
Benjamin, thanks for telephoning and reminding us of that last one that we absolutely loathe.
Oh, is that over? Sorry. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I have great news for you.
Oh, nice. It's Friday. I can go home?
Nope.
Damn it.
Last year, because of the pandemic, Peeps went out of production.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, that candy. But that people either worship or despise.
They are back for Halloween.
I thought this was good news. Where's the good news?
You can get Peeps ghosts, nope. Dark purple cats, nope. Orange pumpkin, and nope. Frankenstein-type monsters. Nope. All in peeps.
Nope. They bite their heads off. Mm.
We discussed this earlier. I'm probably 98% sugar.
Yeah.
My body makeup is probably that.
I'm 98% coffee and weed.
But peeps are nasty.
I kind of like them. I have to admit.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do kind of.
No.
Yeah, I could do without them.
You could pour pure sugar into your mouth and it would be less sugary than peeps.
Most dentists suggest you do that, actually.
They do. They say that's the way to...
4 out of 900.
Really take care of yourself.
Hey, it's a good idea.
So peeps are back. Woohoo!
No, thank you.
For this Halloween. And also, don't come at me with candy corn either. Don't. Listen.
You got some serious lines in your life.
This is important. This is important. I don't want to peep. And I don't want a candy corn.
I don't want a peep out of you.
And my former partner says he loves candy corn.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I eat it year round.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But he's a liar. He's a known liar.
You know, I bet he does that, though. Something tells me he does have bowls full around his
house. Like a mixture of like candle wax and
earwax.
Like shoe sole rubber and like old pet hair.
Candy corn.
It's the worst.
I kind of like candy corn, too.
What is wrong with you?
But I don't say that I eat it 24/7.
What?
So is that a little better than you had it back in the day?
No.
Not really, no.
No, it's awful.
So I should bring in a big...
I love sugar, and peeps are nasty.
Bringing you some peeps and some candy corn tomorrow.
Don't need either. Thank you. I did make a list of my top five.
Oh, yeah. What are your top five candies that you would be so happy if you got at the door on Halloween night?
I know that number five is going to be a smidge controversial.
Oh, nice.
It's possible not everyone will agree with my number five.
I like those. Is it licorice or something? Black licorice?
Dots.
Oh, dots?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Do humans eat those? I thought they were just always in the candy display.
I don't know if humans eat them, but I do, and I probably have all of them.
I thought it was just sort of there to, like, you know, take up room.
No, I
haven't. Placeholder for real candy.
No, I haven't, and I take it when I go to a movie.
You have like a... You had a whole bunch of it in your...
Listen, I'll post that video.
Yeah, you had tons, right?
It was right at the beginning of the pandemic, right. And I was just checking to make sure I had the supplies I needed for the pandemic.
You had boxes and boxes and boxes of dots. Like
25 boxes of dots.
You are a weirdo, dude.
Listen, I know that that's controversial.
You're a very odd man.
That is also true. You're not wrong.
They usually say that about me, but
you're
whoa.
Not wrong.
Whoa.
So five is dots. Okay, but okay. Let's move on from
all
that.
All right, all right.
Number four is Twix.
Hmm. All right. That's okay. It's kind of boring.
F you.
Go to hell.
Number three is peanut M&Ms.
Oh, now you're talking.
Okay, good.
Those are good.
Number two is Reese's.
Reese's.
Peanut butter cups, or even the miniature, whatever the little circles are.
Oh, the Reese's pieces that E.T. liked.
Yes.
Do you ever freeze your peanut butter cups?
Yes.
Isn't that awesome?
That is amazing.
You, like, toke up and then go, oh, man, I got some frozen peanut butter
cups. I wonder if I could freeze my dots. Great idea.
Oh, that seems like it'll break your teeth, but give it a go.
And number one is Snickers.
Snickers.
And by the way, this is an important distinction. All full size. Don't come at me with the fun size or the party size or whatever nonsense that is.
2021 Halloween. They better all be full size bars.
Last year, no one could do Halloween.
So this year.
Yeah. While we still have to wear masks and everything. Go with full size. Yeah. I know it's a little more expensive, but...
So what?
Buy one full size bar and then just turn off all your lights if that's all you have.
Give away one. Hey, that house gives... they're done. Oh, well.
So, worst... Are we looking for worst or best?
Both. How about your number one favorite and the one you absolutely hate?
The one you hate the most, the one you love the most.
Yeah, the one you would throw away when you got home and the one you would eat first.
I can't tell what I would throw away between peeps and candy corn. Probably candy corn. My theory on candy corn is they only have made one batch. And then every single year when no one buys it, they just put it into the storage and then bring it back out the next year.
So since like 1927?
Yes. And then if somebody does buy it, they give it away as a gift to somebody else who then gives it away as a gift to somebody else.
Dude, when you throw away your candy corn, though, make sure you videotape that or whatever and send it to Bean just to upset him.
I don't have candy corn.
Just pour it out. Well, if you ever get any, just make sure you...
I'll douse it in gasoline and light it on fire.
Yes, and then send it to Bean.
All right.
Because he'd be very upset.
I'm down with that.
That's very funny.
818-955-KLOS. We're looking for your favorite and least favorite Halloween candy. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about your least favorite and your favorite candy for Halloween. You have that?
Milky Way for my favorite.
Okay.
And Almond Droid my least favorite.
Almond Joy.
Kind of like Almond Joy.
Do you? Yeah, I don't mind that.
I buy the Almond Joy in the mountains because yeah, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Oh, damn it.
I do, though.
Hell.
But I do.
How
though.
Dare you?
But I do buy both for that reason.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Favorite candy would be peanut M&Ms, Reese's Pieces, and the worst is a nasty Tootsie Rolls that are always left in the kid's bag.
Mm.
The Tootsie Rolls do have the consistency of a car tire.
But they have to be fresh. If they're fresh, that's, they're good.
That's my thing. They're never fresh.
They're never fresh. Yeah, that's true.
The ones with the different colors are good.
Oh, I haven't tried any of those.
I haven't either, and I'm not going to.
Kevin refuses. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, hi. This is V. Karen from Anaheim. And my least favorite by far is freaking Tootsie Rolls. They go right in the trash.
Well, there's two in a row.
Agreed.
Hating the Tootsie Rolls. What's your favorite?
My favorite is Blonde 5'4 Big T.
Yes! Woo! Where's that house?
And you're giving them out?
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
For my favorite Halloween candy, hands down, Hershey's Kisses.
Okay, I'm down with that.
You're okay with that one?
Sure.
Kevin is okay with that one, surprisingly. Mm-hmm.
For the worst, oh my God, I don't even know why they invented it. Okay, there's this Mexican candy. It's got like chili powder on the outside. It looks like a jawbreaker, but when you bite into it, your lips are on fire.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, that's torture candy. I'm going to hand those out at Halloween this year, so don't come to my place.
Okay.
Right on, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Least favorite candy, Fun Dip.
Fun Dip. Fun Dip does suck.
I got to be honest, I don't hate Fun Dip.
You don't?
Listen.
Wow.
Listen, that goes in the category of, I know it's garbage, but I like it.
Yeah.
But I would never recommend it to anybody else because I know it's garbage.
Would you hand it out at Halloween to unsuspecting kids?
No, I would not.
Good. It's like laundry detergent, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it is, definitely.
All right.
Kevin eats laundry detergent.
I will accept your ruling.
Kevin eats laundry detergent. All right, what's your favorite candy then?
Reese's.
Yeah.
Peanut butter cups for sure.
That's a good call.
Have you frozen them?
Oh, man, they taste so bomb.
Right? Especially when you're coked up a little bit. That's nice. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So the Halloween candy?
Yes. Favorite and least favorite?
Favorite would be Snickers, and I'm sorry to disappoint, but least favorite is Dot.
Listen, that's another one that is garbage, but I like.
Yeah, I have a few.
But I would never tell somebody else, hey, you should get Dots, because they're garbage.
Yeah, you know, I never try and recommend
but still, I like it. Well, like Snickers, you're solid.
You're right.
You're solid. Right, you know, it's a candy bar, you know what it's going to taste like. You can tell people to eat.
Right.
I would never tell people to get Dots because they're garbage, but I love them.
Dave has a new autobiography out. We need to get him on the horn.
I would like that, yeah.
Call Dave at home right now. Let's talk to him about his autobiography. Dave, call in. Call right now.
We were just talking about Halloween candy, and I would just like to update with one thing.
Yes.
Get a Jab tweeted that she had a top five, and number five was Junior Mints. And I just want to say those are soft little hate pills. So, nope. Nope. No.
You have a strict candy regiment.
Listen,
that you stick to.
I'm an expert. I mean, I really am. I'm an expert in very few things.
I know someone who could throw down with you at Serendipity in New York City. She's a true expert.
I've eaten there many times.
Loves all this candy we talked about.
Well, then, is she a connoisseur?
Oh, yeah.
If she can't pick out good and bad?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Is she a connoisseur?
Yeah, let's meet up in NYC one of these days.
All right.
And do it.
All right. I'm down. Let's give away some money.
Yeah. So last time we played the game, someone guessed 73 in our high-low, which was wrong. It was too high. That number is too high. 73
correct.
Is. And so now it's up to $1,200. If you can be caller 13 and guess the number that it is, what do you get?
Tell them what they win. You win $1,200 cash.
That's
and
right.
Tickets to see the Stones at SoFi.
And even if you guess it wrong, we're going to give you those tickets for the show October 14th over there. They're on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. So be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Try and guess the number between 0 and 95. And last time it was 73, and that's too high. So hopefully that'll help.
So guess lower.
Yeah, guess lower, man.
Hello. This is our hello game, KLOS. Who is this?
Hi, this is Mike. How you doing?
Good, Mike.
Mike, you're caller 13.
Oh, fantastic.
So you're ready. What? Fantastic?
I think he dropped out.
Oh, okay. Just check it.
That wasn't a fancy word.
I don't know.
Was it a fancy word, Mike?
No, nothing fancy.
Okay. Just your phone dropping out.
All right, good. So you already won tickets to see the Stones at SoFi. And now you have a chance to win $1,200 if you can guess the correct number in our high-low game.
Now, the last time someone guessed 73, that was too high. That was Chris Anderson in Riverside. Chris, what would you like to guess? It should be something lower than 73, between 0 and 95.
Okay, my guess is 55.
55. 55, yeah. Phoenix, KOY!
Why would you do that?
Nobody knows that one. All right, let's check with the motherboard. Oh, damn it. I'm sorry, dude. That's too low.
Too low. Darn it.
Low. Yeah. But you got the tickets to see the Stones next week.
Yeah!
That's the best part. I mean, that's not the best part, but that's awesome.
Right on. Congratulations. All right, so tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., $1,300, and it's going to be higher than 55.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is time for what we learned.
Ta-da!
We talked to people about pet peeves of things other people say, and I believe number one was no worries, which both Sluggo and I say all the time.
Regularly, all the time. So trying to be nice.
We have been ruled against.
No worries.
And we talked about Halloween candy. Candy corn, I believe, is the worst. It's wax and tire rubber and like animal hair. And I think Reese's types may have been number one.
And that means y'all are smart with good taste.
Agreed.
That's awesome. All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
It was on this day in rock in 1967 when the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, the Sunshine Company, and some little band called The Doors appeared at Cal State Gymnasium here in Los Angeles. The event that Ian Astbury of The Cult had organized at the Shoreline Amphitheater here in lovely California, a gathering of tribes, happened on this day in rock in 1990. Soundgarden played, Iggy Pop, Ice-T, The Cramps, Joan Baez, and Public Enemy were there. Prince's literal Paisley Park compound opened on this day in rock in 2016 to the public.